Comedian Ricky Gervais has always been known for his sharp wit, but his recent post on X, formerly Twitter, took on a more personal, motivational tone that left fans inspired. Sharing his pink slip story, Gervais looked back on a pivotal moment in his life, where an unexpected job loss led him down the path to becoming the comedy icon we know today. Ricky Gervais shares his pink slip story. The post read, 26 years ago, I was made redundant and given a few grand. I decided that if I was careful, I could live off the money for 6 months trying to become a comedian before I had to get another job. I was 37. Worth a punt. In just a few lines, Gervais gave us a glimpse of a time when he was at a crossroads and M-37 years old, without a job, and with only enough savings to last half a year. At a time when he could have opted for the safety of another job, he chose to invest in his passion. Ricky Gervais' journey in the comedy circuit. Ricky Gervais' big break into stand-up comedy came at the 2001 Edinburgh Festival Fringe, where he performed in a show called Rubbernecker alongside other well-known British comedians like Jimmy Carr, Robin Ince, and Stephen Merchant. This set the stage for his first UK stand-up tour in 2003 with his show Animals, which was the beginning of a themed trilogy of live performances. He followed it up with Politics in 2004 and rounded off the trilogy in 2007 with Fame, which opened in Glasgow and finished up in Sheffield. Fast forward to today, Gervais is still one of the biggest names in stand-up. His recent show Armageddon was another hit, even landing a Netflix special that reportedly earned him upwards of $20 million. Ticket sales alone brought in close to $30 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth. A recent report from The Sun places Gervais as the third wealthiest British stand-up comedian, showing just how far he's come since those early days on the comedy circuit. About Ricky Gervais' new tour as of today, Ricky Gervais is taking his morality stand-up comedy tour to North America, adding 4 new dates in cities like New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, and Montreal. The tour will lead up to a Netflix special, where he'll explore the theme of morality and address the quirks of life and death.